From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, September 21st, 2010. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Washington, D.C. And for our listeners, listen to the end of the podcast for a special registration fee on LI 2010.
This week, we look at the human side of the location-based services equation. No doubt those in the geospatial technology industry have run into the challenges in selling or implementing solutions that are not really about technology, but about humans and emotion. And the same, I would suggest, is true in location-based services. Now, location-based services are marketed to consumers in a couple of ways. One is via social networks, and we can't really look at those, but what we can look at is how the companies behind these services try to speak to that human element, that emotional connection. We'll look at three services and critique how compelling their pitches are after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Learn how to increase productivity with ArcGIS 10. Register to attend a free seminar near you. For more information, visit www.esri.com/10seminar.
We decided to look at three different services, Gowalla, Weatherbug, and Point, and to look at their websites for those compelling emotional reasons that would make you want to download, install, and then use their software and services. So first, we chose to look at Gowalla. In part, I chose that one because it's one I know less about. It gets less hype than Foursquare, so I thought it was a good chance to give it a look. Now, when you land on the Gowalla page, you get a very clear statement. Quote, "Keep up with your friends, share the places you go, and discover the extraordinary in the world around you." And then under that, it gives you a little bit more detail. Keep up with friends on your phone, connect with friends from Facebook and Twitter to share where you're going. Discover new places and hotspots when you go out, then share your photos, recommendation, and tips with friends. Find inspiration to explore the world around you while picking up rewards from local eateries, venues, and retail stores. So that's sort of their first pitch. And what was your reaction to that, Joe?
Well, I got to say that if I was marketing the service, I'm not sure I would get a good handle on what it was I was getting, right? I never really thought that I grabbed onto what Gowalla was. Of course, the name itself obviously implies something different. I can't grasp anything originally from the name itself. And so what I tried to do is go back to my marketing 101 and figure out what was the unique selling position of this individual product. I, too, grasped onto the keeping up with your friends, discover new places, etc. And my take was I had to, in my own mind, develop what was the position it was occupying for me. And in order to do that, I had to write my own elevator pitch for them. So what I did was I came up with my elevator pitch was location-based tourism and social networks will find you the things to do in cities in which you are unfamiliar. The keeping up with the friends, I'm not so certain I really care about so much, you know. Maybe, again, that's my own demographic. Certainly discover new places is what I was most interested in. So that's what grasped me right off.
And it's interesting because that's sort of that seems to be farther down on their list, this finding new places, exploring part.
Because I thought they came up with kind of a unique idea in the way you would get suggested trips to take. They said, we have suggested trips by National Geographic. It's your passport to collecting stamps and both what they say is both the everyday and the extraordinary from the places you've been. And you know, the grasping the stamps, again, not particularly focused on my demographic, but and maybe it is a younger demographic that cares about this stuff. But I thought the trips was good.
Right, and again, that they didn't lead with that. That was sort of hidden further down in the discussion. I had a very different reaction. One thing that I really appreciated was they had some really strong verbs in their communication. You know, keep up with your friends. That's really important, especially maybe to the demographic they're aiming at, which may be a little different than the one you and I share. Share the places you go. Sharing is good. Keep up with your friends. Share. And discover. And if you think about it, those are all very, and I mean this in a very positive way, those are very kindergarten kind of words. Those are all very positive words. Those are good things to do. And so that I thought was a really very strong aspect. the other term that came up in two of the three bullets where they detail what's possible was this word friends. Keep up with your friends was in the first one. Share stuff with your friends was in the second one. And the last one about getting rewards and stuff was all about you. There were no friends in that. So clearly that aspect for them was sort of the lead. This is this connection tool between you and your friends, which you, if you are in that demographic, you know, maybe is going to be the first thing. This is all about you and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So again, maybe that this set of terms is really aimed at that demographic differently than the kinds of things that might be aimed at an older demographic.
Right. And yet what I would do was I would use it for the tourism aspect. I didn't realize there was such a healthy tourism component to Gowalla. Suggested trips, things and places you may want to visit. I thought that was very good because if I'm going to a city, even if a city that I knew, I might like a few places, again, location-based, where was it in relation to where I am then and now. I might go to the site and see what other people are saying about it and suggest going there.
Right. So maybe if they're going to try to appeal to a different demographic, they might want to lead with that as opposed to something else.
Yeah, I think it's a good suggestion.
All right, let's move on to Weatherbug. And if you go to the Weatherbug homepage, it's quite complicated because they offer many different services in addition to a location-based service. But if you get there and you find the tab that says mobile, you get what I think is a very solid statement. Stay safe with Weatherbug mobile alerts. And then there's an opportunity to learn more. And I thought, great. And there's a little picture of a phone that says severe thunderstorm warning. And I know in your geography, that's really important stuff.
Right. Yeah, and in particular, yeah, that and that has a real strong, you know, sense of need for me.
And when you move to start to look at the mobile products, what seems to happen in my eyes is all of a sudden that sort of really important idea of safety sort of gets a little bit lost in there because the main lead for all of the products is check forecasts and get severe weather alerts all from your phone. The check forecasts comes first and the severe weather comes second. I maybe would have flipped that.
Right. Yeah, that's a good observation. Again, I went back to my notion of what was the unique selling position for me. And I came up with the tagline of weather from your own backyard. If you know anything about Weatherbug and how they've expanded, you know, that they've got these little weather stations mostly at schools that they can deploy, and that's how they're deploying these thousands of sensors around the country. And to me, that was what's very useful, was that I know that I can choose a place, because I use it on my mobile device, and I like it very much. I can choose a place that is relatively close to where I am.
The trick then is to tie that into this, frankly, emotional connection of you're going to be safer because we have more data because it's more local.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of disappointed that that idea didn't come through, and you know, maybe that is in fact what distinguishes this weather service from all the whole bunch of other ones, for sure.
I agree with you that the marketing may be a little bit off, especially for the mobile people. So I would like the safety factor emphasized a little bit more too.
Yeah, and I have to say, I don't use a service like that. To me, having to know more about the weather than what I hear on the news is too much information.
Yeah, but maybe again for people in my part of the country in the South here, we're continually looking for these updates, at least when we know that there could be severe weather in the area.
Absolutely. Yeah, different geographies need different kinds of services.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Point, which is a service that that's relatively new to me, just in hearing about it in the space. And if you get to the website, across the top of every page is written what I guess you would argue is the elevator pitch. Point is a free local search application for your iPhone or BlackBerry smartphone. But the main text you get on the page says this: get reviews, get reservations, get directions, get trailers, get listings, get tickets, get there. Very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Very
yeah.
clever. Then my eye was drawn to an option, which again I thought was really clever. One of the choices on the menu is why Point? Why? And the answer to that question is this: at last, an easy-to-use, all-in-one tool to connect you with local businesses, retailers, and events while you're on the go. Think of Point as a mobile version of your local Super Pages or Yellow Pages that comes complete with maps so you can pinpoint nearby businesses, get contact info, and find out how to get there. How did that strike you?
That was dead on to me. I looked at it as a Yellow Pages for my mobile device. And I have loaded it recently onto my BlackBerry. I have not had a chance to use it that much, but I chose this, I guess, because I had upgraded my operating system and it kind of deleted a lot of my applications, one of which was Wear. And I decided, well, okay, I've tried Wear, now let me try Point. And it is very good, although it is, again, I know we're going to talk about marketing, but for me, the application itself actually gets a little bit too heavy on the advertising side. It sounds like they've got a few deals with local merchants or major retailers, because I get a listing of those that are not necessarily close to me, but maybe those that have paid for the advertising. But in terms of selling and marketing Point, I think they did a very good job. And again, my elevator pitch would be local search and entertainment guide, hints and tips about things from gas prices to movie reviews, and to find information even in your own neighborhood. So that would have been my 10-second pitch. And I think they've nailed it dead on as to what they're going to deliver.
I find your discussion fascinating. Because my first thought when reading through the text that I just shared was the reference to the Super Pages or the Yellow Pages. Mm-hmm. And that is something that you and I are very familiar with in our demographic.
Right.
I wonder if the target demographic of location-based services spent much time with the Super Pages or the Yellow Pages.
Probably not anymore, right? That's not something you have on your desk. I mean, how many people now have a Yellow Pages on their desk? Do you?
There is one set downstairs under the main phone in the hall, and it's almost never used.
Right, right. And you know, I guess growing up, we had a Yellow Pages right on the kitchen counter, and I've got one.
You used it all the time.
All the time, and I've got one here. I've got one here on my desk.
Do you use it all the time?
No.
Use it ever?
I do use it on occasion. I do. I pull it out on occasion, mainly to look up local businesses. And I guess the reason is sometimes it's a little quicker than typing something into the computer, which seems, I know, anathema to some people. But sometimes that's maybe if I'm looking up a doctor or a dentist or something like that.
I think the thinking here was, you know, let's bridge that gap between, you know, maybe the newer to technology kind of person, where that reference to the Super Pages or the Yellow Pages makes complete sense.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. The other term that they used that I thought was important was all-in-one. It's an all-in-one tool. And I think that's trying to distinguish it between, there certainly are services that are all about events, you know, concerts and ball games, and then there are ones that are all about restaurants, right? And there's ones that are all about retail, and the idea of this being everything you need in one, I thought was, again, trying to be a distinguisher and make this more valuable.
Right, and I think that does what makes it valuable, and I think, you know, the addition of the gasoline prices, movie reviews, if people have done so to put their own reviews in there, I think is very useful, because that's the kind of the layer down beyond just local search. And I think that makes it very useful.
Right. So it's sort of Super Pages or yellow pages, plus the local advertising, you know, plus the local movie times, you know, it's sort of all of that wrapped up together.
Right, right. But again, I think we have to put it in the context of it being mobile. If you're sitting at home, I'm not sure I would go to the website of Point to find anything. I would go to my Yellow Pages or go to my newspaper. Again, it in the context of mobile, that would be the app I would go to.
Well, cool. I think it's worth thinking about these kinds of things, in part because the companies behind them have so little opportunity to communicate to us about their service, and to get those distinguishing characteristics and to use those emotional connections whenever they can. And I think what we've suggested is, you know, there are some definite home runs here, but there are some definite opportunities for enhancement.
And I think that's a good point. It was one I wanted to bring up before, which is how are these companies marketing themselves? I think because WeatherBug has been around so long and they've got affiliations with the mainstream media, you tend to know them. They're branded. I don't think that Gowalla or Point are well branded at this point, and that may be causing them to not to get as many users as they can. So it's very word of mouth, very guerrilla marketing at this point.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that you can contribute data to OpenStreetMap with ESRI's free ArcGIS editor for OpenStreetMap add-on. This add-on uses the editing environment of ArcGIS Desktop 10 to let you create, modify, or delete data. You can download ArcGIS Editor for OpenStreetMap at www.esri.com/osm-editor. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment at Directions Magazine.
And as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, if you are thinking about coming to Location Intelligence GeoCloud or in the Washington, D.C. area, we have a special price for our podcast listeners. Please go to the show notes to link to our page on PayPal where you can register for only $195.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.